This is in memory of our two fallen colleagues, the late Garda Robbie McCallion from Letterkenny Garda Station and Garda Gary McLaughlin, who was attached to Buncrana Station. Both of them, I suppose listeners would remember, lost their legs tragically while on duty in Donegal in 2009, and it's just to try and keep their memory alive. So basically, friends of the two late member Garda members and colleagues are participating in the cycle. Starting leaving Missenhead, it's following the normal format that a lot of people seem to do now, the Missen to Mallin. It's leaving Missenhead on next Sunday evening, the 7th of September, and that they're hoping to be back up into the county on Thursday, the 11th, coming into Donegal and spending the night in Donegal Town, and then doing the final leg on Friday the 12th from Donegal Town to Mallin Head. And I suppose we're hoping for good public support, and that, you know, people may join out on their bicycles and cycle a bit of the way with the lads and the lassies from the guards and the friends and colleagues of the two late members.
And if anybody or if any members of the public want to donate, how can they do this?
They can do it simply. There are sponsorship cards in circulation. If they want to call into any of the main Garda stations, the 24-hour stations in Donegal, i.e. Letterkenny, Buncrana, Milford, or Ballyshannon, the contribution will be taken there. The benefit and charities for this cycle, and it was last done in 2010, are Donegal Hospice, the Jack and Jill Foundation, the Pushla Centre in Roscommon, it's a respite centre there, which is run by the Irish Wheelchair Association, Beaumont Hospital ICU, which treated the late Garda Robbie McCallion, and the Mayo Roscommon Hospice. So they're all good, worthy charities there. So if people could support, and as I said, people can also support by coming out and cycling a bit of the route as well along the way as they travel up through the country and up through Donegal indeed.